Blog Talk Radio.
Beginnings is not just for the young. I'd like to thank you for tuning in once again to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Brother John, along with Sister Suzanne, and along with anyone else who is online at this time. For those of you that's listening for the first time, we are a interactive Bible study, and we are on every Wednesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Interactive, what is that? We love to interact with those about the Word of God. So that means that you can call in and participate and be a part of this discussion on the Word of God, and we'd love to hear from you. For those that's listening by internet, you can call in. The telephone number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And once you click in the call-in for that, just hit number one if you have a comment that you would like to make. Amen. We come together every Wednesday just basically to join brothers and sisters together, just to encourage each other, to lift up the Word of God. And, you know, sometimes there are those that are listening that are in need of prayer, and if you're in need of prayer, please don't hesitate to stop us and just tell us that, you know, you're in need of prayer. There's so many brothers and sisters, men and women of God who are online, and, you know, we're here basically just to pray and to encourage each other, and that's what it's all about as the body of Christ, to come together and share the Word of God. And again, we all go through a variety of different situations, and we just want you to know that we are here in case there is a need. Amen. Tonight, our topic is Don't Forget to Call. Don't forget to call. And what we normally do is we have prayer. After we have prayer, then we go through the scriptures. We open it up so that if anyone has any comments, we like to hear from you. Amen. And what I do is I am going to open up all the mics. So therefore, if you have a comment, please just go ahead and just speak, whatever, share whatever you have. But please be cognizant that your mics are on. So when your mics are on, we hear everything that's going on. When your mics are on, we can hear everything that's going on. So if you're listening, if there's noise in the background, we do appreciate that you would put it on mute. Place your mic on mute, and when you have a comment, then you can go ahead and comment. Amen? So we just want to let you know that your mics are open, and we can hear everything from the dog barking to the phone ringing, so on and so forth. All right, so we can hear that not only on this end, as well as those that are listening by internet can hear everything. Amen. We're going to have prayer, and then we're going to go into our topic. Don't forget to call. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the brothers and sisters that come together, Heavenly Father, to share the Word of God. Father, we pray that everything that's said would be uplifting to your name. Lord, Father, we ask that we would decrease so that you would increase. And Lord, if there's anyone that's going through some challenging situations, Father, we pray for them. We pray for those who are in nursing homes. We pray for those who are sick and afflicted, Father. We pray for those who are having some financial difficulties. We pray for the families, Heavenly Father. We pray for unity within the family, Lord. Father, if there's a time that we need you, it is now. And we just ask, Lord, that you would just adhere to our call, our cry, Father, and that you would just look at our hearts, Heavenly Father, and that you would just allow us to walk by faith and not by sight. It's in the name of Jesus Christ that we ask this in prayer. Amen. Don't forget to call is our topic this evening. And again, for those, there are a couple of numbers that I'm looking at, reminding you that if you are on for the first time, please just don't hesitate to come in and make a comment. And, you know, we just like to share. And we receive so many texts from those outside of state just calling about comments that you have made or that we've talked about that has been encouraging. We also receive comments about a time that they were just down and out and something someone said that was uplifting to them. And that's what this is all about. That's what this is all about, just to be an encouragement. Amen? So I just want to let you know just how important you are when you come in with your comments, you make your comments, and we just dialogue and you know, just feed on the Word of God. Tonight we are starting off with our scripture. Our scripture starts off, it says, let us Therefore, come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. And the reason the topic is for this evening, don't forget to call. Oftentimes, there are situations that we may go through, or you think about something that a life situation that we may go through, or whatever, where it's a trying situation, and we get so caught up or so lost in the situation that we don't even know who to call. We think about our friends. You call that friend and you can't get them. They are not there answering. A voice message is left. Or you call someone that you know that's going to come and assist you at that time, and they're not there. And so you ask, what do I do? What situations, who is going to help me in this situation? So sometimes we just forget to, we lose sight in terms of the people that's going to be there for us. And then sometimes we call our friends in a situation, and they're there to give us encouragement. They're there to, we may need a ride, and they're there to come and pick us up from a situation. Maybe, you know, caught on a highway, you know, car broke down, and you're calling. Or you use AAA, or there is a number that we can call where someone will come and help us out, and there are times when we call and there's no one there. So, you know, the Lord had laid it on my heart this evening, just, you know, for that topic. Don't forget to call. And when we look at Hebrews again, Hebrews, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace in a time of need. The Lord Jesus Christ is so abundantly in love with you and me that at this very moment, he's standing at the throne of heaven interceding on behalf of you and on behalf of me. Jesus Christ is always there for us. And sometimes we forget to call on Jesus Christ. We forget to call on Jesus Christ when we are in need. I don't know about you, but, you know, there's been some situations that I've been in my life where the only person I could call was Jesus Christ. Man is not there to help me. No one is there to help me. So the only one that is there is Jesus Christ. And I thought about that, or I think about that, that sometimes we forget to call on Jesus Christ. Sometimes we forget to call the name Jesus Christ because he is always there and he is always waiting for our call. He's waiting for us to call upon, you know, call his name for help. And, you know, sometimes we don't have to, it doesn't have to be a long prayer. It just the name of Jesus Christ is enough to call on in that situation. And it says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find help in a time of need. And that there is just to remind us that he is always there, especially when there is a time of need. I believe that Jesus Christ smiles when we call upon his name, or when we're in need. We don't forget that he's there for us at all times. And it doesn't make a difference what time of day it is. It doesn't make a difference late at night. It does not make a difference when it is. Jesus Christ is always there to help us in a time of need. Amen. If there's any comments, please, like I said, you know, don't hesitate to you know, to you know, just speak up as we you know, just hear this. Amen. The next scripture looking at as looking at it is just is Romans 8:34. Romans 8:34, and it says as such: Who is he that condemns? It is Christ who has died, but rather has been also raised up, who is also at the right hand of God, and who also intercedes for us. Also intercedes for us. And here is another time when the word is talking about how Christ is interceding for us, interceding on our behalf, praying for us, looking out for us. Because he knows that if we are in need, or if we have sinned, if there's a mistake that we've made, or we have fallen into a trap, he is always there to help us, But isn't it amazing that sometimes we forget, we really forget to call on him. We forget to call on him. Amen. I know that this is a, we're working with our mic this evening, a new system. We're trying out a new system, and I'm hoping that, you know, my voice is coming across so that you can hear me clearly. We've had a problem with that 2 weeks ago. I know last week I it was told that the voice, you know, the coming through was clear. Amen. Again, you know, he is always there interceding for us. Amen. Always there interceding for us. And isn't it good to know that there's someone there, there is someone there for us interceding. Interceding on our behalf. Amen. Interceding on our behalf. Knowing that someone is there for whatever we are going through, that there's someone there for us. See, God knows our heart. He knows our situation. He is in control. God is the He is the God of all gods. He is ahead of our lives. So whatever we do, whatever we're going through, he is always there for us. And there is that's something special of knowing that we have God in our lives, that we have accepted Christ in our lives, first of all, and then knowing that God is always there for us. Knowing that he said that he will never leave us, nor would he forsake us. He is always there for us. Amen? Always there for us. Knowing, we know that, you know, you have the greatest power of all existence, anything of existence on this world that we have, you have the greatest power, and God loves you beyond anything that you can imagine or understand. The Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, who is heaven, he's waiting upon you and me to call him when we are in need. When we are in need. So we have to be reminded, and I may be talking to you, someone that's listening right now, don't forget to call. Don't forget to call on Jesus Christ or whatever situation. If it's a problem with the kids that you're going through, if there's a situation that you may be having on your job, if there's a life-threatening situation that you may be going to, the doctor may have just given you bad news. And for some reason, I've been hearing that lately. The doctor may have given you bad news. We cannot forget to be reminded of who we are, who we are in Christ. Amen? We cannot forget about that. In Romans 34:17, it says, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of their troubles. The Lord Jesus Christ will not interfere in your life unless you come and call out to him. Amen? He wants you to acknowledge him as the Lord of your life, and knowing that he has the very power and the love of your life. So when we acknowledge him, you're giving him the glory and praising him. Amen? Before all the earth. When we do that, we are giving him the glory and praising him. So there may be people around who know that you're going through a life situation, and when you have that life situation and you are using the power that you know that you have within, and you're giving the glory to God and praising him in the time of that situation, what you're doing is that the person or the people who are listening, we're planting seeds if they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. We're letting them know what they can do. But please be reminded that you have to accept him in your life first. You have to accept Jesus Christ in your life first. And after you accept him in your life, then you have to develop that personal relationship with him, meaning that you communicate with him on a daily basis. You communicate with him on a daily basis. I have to say that I talk to Jesus all the time. When I wake up in the morning, it's good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus Christ. I may be talking to you. When I call you on the phone, I'm going to say good morning first. If it's early in the morning, I'm going to say good morning before we even start talking. And so he wants to hear from you. When you first wake up, it doesn't make a difference what time. When you get ready to go to bed, it does not make a difference what time of day it is. He wants to hear from you, and he wants to hear from me. And that's where that personal relationship comes in, is when we begin to start to read his word and we begin to communicate with him. Amen? That's that personal relationship we begin to develop. And so, and as I said last week, that personal relationship that we have with Jesus Christ is the time that we spend with him. The time that we spend with him, like your best friend, when you spend time with your best friend, you begin to know your best friend, that you talk about things that you would never share with anyone else. You would never share with anyone else. Amen? And that's where Jesus Christ wants us in our lives, so that we are communicating with him on a daily basis, a day-to-day basis. Amen? So when there's a situation that we go through, and we're all going to go through situations, we're all going to have trials, we're all going to have tribulations, that we know who to go to, who to call upon. Amen? We don't forget that. It's like the first thought in our mind. I'm not going to call you up when I have that situation to tell you what I'm going through. The first person that I want to communicate with is Jesus Christ. Amen? That's just how tight that he wants that relationship. And we cannot forget about that. As we begin to start to, it seems like, you know, as of late, I've just, you know, been hearing so many people, family, friends who have been getting diabetes, you know, or the doctor has something bad to say about their health. And I mean, I pray, and I'm sure that you pray as well, but we have to remind them that they have to pray as well. They have to call upon Jesus as well. They cannot forget to call upon Jesus Christ within that situation. Amen? Because Jesus Christ, he wants to hear from us, but he wants to hear from them as well. And that's where we come in as the body of Christ, reminding those as they're going through that situation, reminding them of who Jesus Christ is, if they have accepted Jesus Christ in their life, reminding them who he is in their life, reminding him the power that he has. Amen? You know, I'm going to open up the mic. Are there any comments? Any comments at this time? Amen. All the mics are on. Any comments? Amen. I see everybody's going to get quiet on me this evening, so that's okay. I have a lot of numbers I'm looking at here. You know, of 631-843-216s. You know, a lot of different numbers. So please don't hesitate to call in. Or to make a comment, amen. We'd love to interact, and others love to hear from you. Love to hear from you, amen.
Amen.
As I was saying, you know that the righteous cry out, and the Lord heareth. The Lord heareth. You know, and again, this is one of the advantages and the benefits of being righteous is a privilege. To be able to cry out to God. That's a privilege, to be able to cry out to him. After we've developed that relationship, we accepted him in our life, developed that relationship, and the privilege of knowing that we can call upon the God of gods, the King of kings, the one who has all the power. And yes. As we spoke, and as if you've heard before, God has his own time for all things. He has his own time for your healing. He has his time for all things. And what he wants us to do is to be patient. Is to be patient. He wants us to not to overreact or not to look at that situation and think that it's the end of the world. Because when Jesus Christ is working on it, let me tell you something, it's not the end of the world. It's mm-hmm. not. It is not. Amen?
Amen. Yeah.
He often delivers us from trouble in our life, you know, so we go to him in prayer. Amen? He literally delivers us from all the trouble that come against us. It says, no weapons that are formed against us shall prosper. Nothing that comes against the children of God, men and women of God, nothing that comes against us shall prosper. Amen? Because when we have the word in us, we accepted Christ, and we have the word within us, you know, that whatever's coming against us is not against us. It's coming against the spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen? That's within us. And that's what, that's that trouble that helps us. When we are troubled, that's what helps us.
Amen.
That's what helps us. That's what gives us, you know, that strength to be able to go on. So when we hear the word of walking by faith and not by sight, that means it does not make a difference what it looks like. It does not make a difference of what that doctor has said. It does not. It doesn't make a difference of what or how bad that situation may be through our worldly mind. Amen. Jesus Christ can handle it all. He can handle it, but we have to turn it over to him. And because of we are so carnal in our flesh, oftentimes what we do is we handle it ourselves and we begin to start to worry about it and we begin to start to take ownership of it. And when we take ownership of it, then we've taken it out of his hands and put it in our hands. And then we begin to start to worry and we go through all of these these trips, I say, that we go through, and that's because we're trying to handle it on our own. When we turn it over to him, we should turn it over to him and let Jesus Christ handle it. Let him deal with that situation. See, because when we do that, we know that without a shadow of a doubt, when it is dealt with, when it's handled, we know without a shadow of a doubt it was not us. But it was him. He wants the glory. Jesus Christ wants the glory. Amen? Jesus Christ wants the glory. The promise is not indeed that we'll, you know, be delivered from earth, but the idea is that God is able to rescue us, you know, from whatever trouble that we're going through. Amen. He often does it in when we pray. Amen. Just to answer our prayers. You know, and there be even times or cases where there's a complete deliverance from the trouble that we're going through. We may see it, you know, right away, or it may be time that God has his own time to handle whatever is going to be handled. Amen? You know, I'm sure that you've heard it may not be, you know, with you right now, but he's always an on-time God. He's always right on time. Any comments? I feel like I'm doing all the talking, and I love to be able to hear from the men and women of God, you know, so as we share from this, and those that are listening by internet, you know, again, if you would like to make a comment or go through the chat room, you can go to the chat room and make comments, and we'll also reply to your comments through the chat. Amen? Any comments? Any comments? Men and women of God, any comments?
I also believe, too, that when we give it to God and we call on God, the Bible says in Ephesians 3:20, now to him is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. In other words, so when you give it to God and you talk to God, we got to believe that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly of all that we think or ask, you know, that God is out the box, you know. He does things out the box, and we have to believe that God can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So once we, you know, call on the Lord, have that mindset of Ephesians 4:20, that he can do exceedingly, abundantly, you know, above all. You know,
mm-hmm.
God is
Amen.
A big God. He's not
Amen.
A little God. So he's a big God, and he could do big things.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
And that's why I believe that, you know, you have to have the spirit of big. If you have the spirit of
mm-hmm.
big, God will do it. You got to have a big mind to believe that God is actually going to do it for you. So it's
Amen.
Important that we call on the Lord when we need him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sister.
Yeah.
Any more comments?
And I just want to say, those times when you're feeling shaky, when it seems like, you know, when God has already said, I'm going to do a thing, and then here comes the enemy in your heart, or not in your heart, in your mind, warring against your mind, what you have to do is go back and remember what God said. It's the word that keeps us. And that word, when you reiterate that word in your spirit and it reiterated out of your mouth, it shall calm you, because the word of God says, for us to not be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, make our requests made known unto God. And who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, like the sister said? You know, but, you know, sometimes we get that shaky feeling, like, oh, my God, Lord, when is it going to happen? Then you know what? You gotta call on the word. You gotta get that word. Bring that word. Regurgitate that word. And when that word regurgitates and it comes out of your mouth and it goes in the air, it starts soothing. Your ear, your mind is hearing what your mouth is saying.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, it's like getting a dose of the word, like getting a shot in the arm, getting a shot in your mind.
I love those shots.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
I love those
Amen.
Shots. Love that
Amen.
Dose.
Amen. You know, because I know that sometimes when I'm getting weak, I can always tell when my spirit level is draining, or the cares of the world is getting ready to drain. I go right back into getting back. You know, because sometimes you're doing everything, you're going everywhere, and you get spiritually drained. And then you can tell when you start feeling like off-centered. So you go right back into that prayer, or you go right back into the presence of God. That's where our strength is. That's where our help is. That's where the shot is.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And
that's
promises you. I'm done.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Any more comments? Any more comments? Mics are open. Any more comments? Well, I love it when men and women of God, we just come together and just you know, when men and women are speaking, it's a personal experience. It's not just talking just to be talking. It's a personal experience that we're going through, that we're talking about. You know, we're saying it with confidence and assurance.
That's
amen. In Psalms 50:15 records one of the Lord's promises. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. And if you notice, all these scriptures say is when you call upon me, then you glorify me. When you call upon me, then you glorify me upon the earth. To all those on the earth, then you're saying that Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords in my life. He is ahead of my life. See, and prayer and praise acknowledges that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior and provider. And the problem is that many Christians live a life full of prideful, self-reliance, and stubbornness. They never receive anything from the Lord. When you have that type of prideful, self-reliance, or stubbornness, they never receive anything from the Lord. But when you call out and come to the Lord Jesus Christ with a need, then what you're doing, as I said before, you're glorifying him and lifting up his name to all the earth. Amen? And when you do that, he will pour out his power. He will pour out peace. He will pour out love upon you and answer your needs. Simple as that. As simple as that. I call it like, it's so simple. It's as simple like the ABCs.
Amen.
Just saying our ABCs. Real simple. Mm-hmm. Just coming before him. Coming before him. Amen. This is really like, this is a duty and a privilege that we are supposed to, as true worshipers of God, this is a duty that to come before him and call upon his name. That is a duty and a privilege of the men and women of God. To acknowledge him in whatever situation that you or I may be going through, to acknowledge him or acknowledge that situation to him. That is a duty and a privilege to all true worshipers. How can we worship God when everything is okay and forget about him when we're having problems?
That's
how
good.
Can we do that? Something's wrong with that picture.
Mm-hmm.
Something's wrong with that picture. When everything's okay, then we're worshiping. And soon as somebody gives us some bad news, then all of a sudden we forget about to call upon Jesus Christ. We forget to call upon him.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Do we really believe in our hearts that he's able to heal us or deliver us from that situation? Do we believe it? Do we feel that we have to handle it ourselves? Do we feel that? Amen?
Amen.
Any comments?
When you go back to that scripture, Psalms 51:15, it says to call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver you. When you call upon the Lord, that he said, I will deliver you. That is a promise.
That's
so right. There's a promise and you shall glorify me. Once God deliver you, then you will glorify God. You will begin to praise God. You will begin to say, God did this for me. God took me out of this trouble. God took me out of this situation. Mm-hmm. And that's where you will be glorifying God. So what I'm saying is that once you call upon the Lord, there is a promise behind that. He will deliver you. There is no doubt. If you call up his number, dial up Jesus, and you tell him your situation, there's a promise that God is going to deliver you. So there is no doubt in calling upon the Lord.
Amen.
And
go ahead.
Because that will, when you're reading I will, he didn't say maybe. He didn't say tomorrow or something like he said I will. It gives you a definite. It gives you a definite, and I like that. Because God's not an Indian giver. Once his word goes out, I will, it doesn't go back on his voice. So whatever he says, I will deliver thee, then it's going to accomplish what it sets out to do. I will deliver thee.
That's right.
You can take it to the bank. You can cash it in. And heaven is on your side. Yes, Lord.
You know, isn't it, you know, and I think about in terms of if someone asks me for a ride and I say, I will come and pick you up, then you are waiting there expecting me to come and pick you up. You're not going to say in the back of your mind, well, maybe he said he was going to pick me up, but maybe he might not show up. But if you have confidence in the person that you call to pick you up, then you know without a shadow of a doubt that that ride is coming.
Yeah, that's good.
Or even the idea of when you get in your car, you know that that car is going to turn over. Once you turn that key, you're not asking yourself, well, is this car going to start today? The first thing you're going to do is start that key, that turn that engine over, that turn that key, that engine, and that car is going to start up automatically. Mm-hmm. There is no doubt in your mind or my mind when I start up that car. And that's just the way it is with Jesus Christ. When he has a promise, when he gives us a promise, as we said before, a promise, then that promise is a promise.
Mm-hmm.
That is an assurance of what he said that he's going to do, he's going to do. His word does not come back void.
Yeah.
It does not.
Right.
He's not going to tell us or give us a promise, and that promise does not happen. We can be assured that it's going to happen. But then again, as I said before, you know, there's a growth process of being able to wait on Jesus too.
That's right.
You know, I've heard, you know, others say, well, you know, I prayed and, you know, he didn't answer my prayer. But they what happened is they was waiting for that prayer to be answered right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
God has a he has a time, appointed time for all things.
That's
for
right.
All things.
Right.
And when we learn to be patient and wait on God, let me just say something. Let me just say that he's always going to be there for us, for you and for me.
And he always answers prayers. Sometimes he doesn't answer when we want him to or the way we want him to, but the Lord always hears and answers our prayers.
You know, and as we make those comments, I think about those that may be listening or those that may be on right now, you know, that may have some type of illness or some type of sickness, you know, that the doctor has told them that they have. You know, this is for all of us. I don't care if you're in perfect health. This is for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
In a time of, this is for all of us to be reminded of who he is and what he can do. See, just because we can't see the situation happening does not mean that it's not happening.
That's right. That's right.
Any comments?
Yeah.
Any more comments?
You know, the bottom line to everything that we do and everything that we believe, God just wants us to trust him. Trust him. Even when you can't trace him.
Amen. Just trust him.
Even when you can't see him, trust him. This is what he's dealing with me about. He's telling me, Edna, trust me. Even when it seems like it's not working out, trust me. I want you to go to the edge of the walk, and maybe at the edge you're ready to jump, but trust me, because nothing or no one can snatch you out of my hand. So trust me that I am that I am. And whatever you need me to be, I am. So trust me. Know that the making of you is for someone else, and it's for me to, he's telling me it's for me to not only trust him, but where he can develop me so I can share that to someone else.
Amen.
The bottom line is our trust.
Amen.
And it's coming down to a time when this world, they're going to go through hell. They're going to go through 911 again. And you know what? Those that trust him, those that look up and seek him, those that know that God is and he will deliver, will be safe in his arms. Man, right now, man is running to and fro, scared. But it's those that keep their faith in God.
Amen.
Amen.
Keep faith in God. And I know sometimes it's hard, but you know what? There's no other place that's safe than in the arms of God.
Amen.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but not his word.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Any more comments? Again, this is an interactive Bible study, and we just come on and just, you know, it's from personal experience. We just basically just encouraging, lifting each other up. Again, for those of you that's by internet, if you want to go to the chat room and type in something, please do so, and we'll respond there, you know, to your chat. If there's a prayer, if there's a need of prayer, amen, don't hesitate, you know, to ask for prayer of whatever it is that you're in need of. Amen. That's what we are basic. That's what we're here for as the body of Christ. Amen. We are all one body. One body. Amen. And we work together. We work together. Amen. Not against. We work together.
Amen.
Amen.
And can I say this, Brother John? Can I say this to all the listeners out there? You know, if we sound rough or if I sound so assertive, I'm just passionate about Christ. But you know what? Just like Brother John says, you know, join in the conversation. Because you know what? You know, it's not about who knows more of the Bible and who doesn't. Uh-uh. Just like he says, it's just it's experience, it's life, and God wants us to pull it together so we can help one another, so we can grow, so we can be strong, because we are the body of Christ. And those that haven't came in yet, you are too the body of Christ. Because you're going to say yes after a while. But we're just supposed to strengthen one another and
Amen.
Uplift one another
Amen.
And encourage one another that we can make it. We can do this thing.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God is counting on us. He's counting on us. He's counting on us.
Amen. One of my favorite scriptures is, and I think of, and just imagine for those of you, you know, that's listening, just imagine that all of a sudden there is an earthquake.
Wow.
And within that earthquake, then all of a sudden we're looking and we see the mountains. Everything just beginning to start to separate.
Wow.
Or we see water coming, and all of a sudden water is just taking everything away. Just imagine that. Water is taking everything away. You even see the mountains beginning to start to move. And we look at mountains, and mountains can't be moved. But mountains are beginning to move. The waters, everything is beginning to start to separate. And the first thing when we see that, the first thing, when you think in your mind, we become fearful.
Mm.
We become fearful. Now, I gave that analogy because in our fleshly eyes, when we see that, when we begin to start to see things detaching from what we are used to seeing on a regular basis, when we see it detaching, then we don't understand that. We don't understand that. We become fearful or afraid when we start to see that. Earthquakes, and we know what earthquakes can do. It can destroy a whole city. It can destroy wherever that earthquake is. It can do some major damage. Now listen to this. And it says in Psalms 46, 1 through 3. To the chief musician on the sons of Korah, on the Almuf of Song, God is our refuge and strength, a help in distress. A help in distress. Verily, readily found. Very readily found. And then it goes on to say, therefore, we will not fear though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the heart of the seas. I'm talking about that separation again. It says, therefore, though the waters therefore roar and form through the mountains and shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. And it says there that we, even though that we see all of that, it's saying, God is saying that we should not fear. We should not fear. See, because he has made all of that. God has made all of that. And as men, women of God, we are not to fear. Amen? 46:10, if you go down to 46:10, it sums it up. It says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. Be still. So even though that we're talking about mountains going into the seas, we have mountains in our lives.
Amen.
We have mountains that begin to start to separate our faith.
Mm-hmm.
We have mountains in our lives that begin to make us become fearful. And what God is saying is that though we see those mountains in our lives, that we are not to fear. We are not to fear. So I'm talking to you for whatever mountain that you may be going through, that you should not fear. When God is in your life, if God is not in your life, put God in your life. Whatever church if you need to go to visit, you know, and begin to start to study the Word of God and begin to start to fellowship with other believers within the church, that's how you become strengthened. And then the Word of God, it just adds on to that. And if you have someone that you need to communicate with, you have those that you can fellowship with. So whatever mountains that you're going through, I'm just here to tell you, God is saying that you should not fear. Do you believe that we have the power to be able to speak to that mountain and tell that mountain to be removed?
Yes.
Do you believe that? Because if you don't, I'm telling you that you have the ability, you have the power from within to speak to that mountain and tell that mountain to be removed. That whatever it is that you're going through, that you have the power within. But again, it's a process. You have to accept Jesus Christ in your life. Then you have to spend time with him in the Word and in prayer. And when you begin to start to do that, you become stronger as a man or a woman of God. You become stronger. And the stronger you become, the less that mountain becomes. The less that mountain becomes. And see, what you're doing is when you decrease, quit feeling that you have to be the big man or the big woman. Quit feeling that you have to be the big person to handle it. You decrease and let the Word of God increase in you. And that's when things begin to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments on that? Any comments on that? We're looking at time.
I also think too, fear comes with people because when you have mountains and situations in your life, it puts you in a place of unfamiliar places that you're in. And you get fearful sometimes because you're in a place that you've never been before. This never happened before. So fear begins to develop. But then you got to know that if God is on your side and he got your back, know that you're going to make it through. And speak to that fear and tell that fear to be gone, that spirit of fear. You know, you speak to that and say, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus because God got my back. Even though no matter what it looks like, no matter how big my mountain is or small my mountain is, God is going to bring me out. So I feel that sometimes when people are in their situations, fear develops because they're in a new territory or they're in a new position that they've never been before. And it becomes, but you got to know who you are and you got to know who God is in your life to overcome this fear. And I believe and I agree with Elder how that we could speak to this mountain and it shall be moved. That's the faith that you got to have in God and speak to that situation because you don't have to be there because God gave us the power. We have the power and authority to speak over situations in our lives. God give us that. And if you need that power and authority, ask God to give it to you so that you don't have to walk into fear when situations come into your life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Any more comments? Amen. For those of you that are listening, there's a couple of scriptures you can also look at. And one is Colossians 3, 1 and 2. And it says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on the things of the earth. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of the earth. Not on that mountain, not on the things that you may be going through. Don't set your mind on that. Set your mind on things above. Amen? That's Jesus Christ. And then the other is, but it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Amen. God wants us to love him with all of our heart, our mind, and our strength.
Amen.
He wants to be first in your life. And when he's first in your life, everything else, everything works out. Everything works out.
Amen.
We are looking at time. We're looking at 2 minutes left. Any more comments before we close out? We just enjoy when men and women of God just come on, you know, and feed on the Word of God, and we digest it, and we pray for those of you that are listening by internet. We pray that something was said or scripture was given to you to be able to help you in your time of need. Amen. And again, if ever you need prayer or if there's a comment that you want to make, if you can't go to the phone, go through the chat room, and we can we'll type it out and we will address it as we're going through this podcast. Amen. We are here to be encouragers. We're not here to set any precedents, for no form, no fashion. It's not even about that. Amen. We're just basically humble men and women of God, just trying to be faithful in the Word of God and encourage each and every one of you. So until next Wednesday, keep in mind that we love you, but God loves you first. And again, thank you so much. God bless you.
It's so hard to love.